Praise the Lord. Message number 9. The title of the message, The Way to Be Blessed, Part 4. Let us open our Bible to Luke chapter 11, verse 27-28. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. He replied, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Bless this time and thank you for this opportunity that you give us to hear your word and to meditate on your goodness. Help each and every one of us, O God, and everyone who listen to apply the message in a practical way in his life or her life, O God. Lord, take the message and bring it to those who are willing and those who are waiting to hear your word and the message. O God, anoint my lips and arrange the message in a way that you want it to be, so that your name will be glorified and your name will be lifted up. We thank you, we praise you, we pray for people to be saved, a people to get delivered, a people who know the truth and will be set free by knowing the truth. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. People, and you might be one of them, have different standards to evaluate the blessings of the Lord. People have their own ways, but the Word of God teaches us the sound thing and help us to be in line with the truth and show us the clear way that we need to follow in our lives. Here we find in the above scripture, A woman said to the Lord Jesus Christ, Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. That woman, she said that because Jesus was teaching and declaring to the people the deep things of God. That woman, she said about Mary, she is blessed because according to her opinion, according to her way of thinking, the traditional way of thinking, that her opinion, she will not be hearing Jesus speaking the word of God and the truth without Mary, his mother, had carried him and gave him birth and nursed him. That is her way to justify that Mary is blessed by the Lord. You can see clearly how people link things. And you can see clearly also yourself, you may link things in the wrong way, with wrong concepts and reasons. Jesus is God, the Creator, who created everything, including his mother, Mary. But here this woman, she gives the credit to Mary, and she did not give the credit to the Lord, who created Mary and who gave her life. Now, truly Mary is blessed, and the Bible tells us that as we can read the word of God in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 46 to verse 48. And Mary said, My soul glorify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Truly, and that's true, that Mary considered as a blessed. But does only Mary consider blessed? No. Everyone, according to the word of Jesus, who hear the word of God and obey it. Why Mary was blessed? Mary was blessed, and we call her a blessed woman. And we call also the saints and everyone who hear the message and obey the message. Even yourself, as you hear the message and obey the message, you will be called the blessed. Because that is the criteria of God. God called Mary because he needed a woman to carry and give birth to Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ, as we know, is God. He is God the Son. And he is 100% God and he is 100% man. Mary, consider, is the mother of the human part of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in regard to the divine, Jesus is God. He is the creator. And she is a woman. She is a created being by the Lord. Mary was blessed not because she carried Jesus and nursed him. All women do that and care for their children. But she was blessed because she heard the word of God and she obeyed. Mary is blessed because she heard the message and applied it in her life. Therefore, the call of Mary is not different than the call of the rest of us and you and everyone whom the Lord had called or he is going to call. The call of God is to everyone. He sent his word and the message. He chose people and me and you among them. He chose us because when he called us, we respond to him. Mary was called by God and was chosen by God because she responded to God's call. Let us read the calling of Mary and the elements and the credit that she received and consider blessed. Why the Lord considered her blessed and why we consider her blessed? We will read that in Luke chapter 1. We will read it from verse 26 and down to and down up to the 50. We will read and we will explain. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greeting you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words. She was troubled by the message of God and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary achieved the following points when God called her. Mary accepted the risk of God's calling. The calling of Mary was with risk. When God called her to be pregnant with Jesus, she was not yet married. And the fact that to be discovered by the society, she is pregnant without Marriage is very dangerous for her, because the people may even stone her for that act. When God called her to serve him and to do his will, she accepted the task. She heard the message, as the Lord say, and she obeyed. That's why she considered blessed. She heard the message, she accepted the risk, and she obeyed the message. She accepted the task, even if it might be dangerous for her to pursue God's call. You will be also blessed when you accept God's call and take even the risk to serve him. The message is encouraging you to go forward and take the word of God and serve him and go on and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit and teaching them to obey everything the Lord had commanded us. We accept the risk and we receive the blessing of the Lord, and we are called also blessed as we hear the message, take the risk, and apply the message in our life. We learn from the example of Mary. We learn from the faith of Mary. Second, Mary accepted the possible shame that she may receive from accepting God's call and in serving him. The people who were around Mary may look down on her and despise her, especially her family and the people who are in neighborhood to her. Those who are in neighborhood, when they discover that she is pregnant without husband, not only it is risky, but it is also shameful. Sometimes God calling sometimes put us in embarrassing situation. People may not understand us or you, or they may not accept what God is doing in our life, and they might look down on us and even may laugh on us. God sometimes asks us so embarrassing things to do, but we should not be ashamed and think what the people around us will say and what our families and relatives speak about us. You must be careful about this point. God may call you, but you might be ashamed of the people. You might think, oh, what the people say about me? What the people will speak about me? How about my parents? How about if my auntie will know about it? How about if my uncle? How about if my relative will know about what I am doing now for God? Don't be ashamed. Paul saying in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 to 17, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Mary, she saw her genuine faith when she accepted the task. Even it might be a shameful task for her to carry on, but as Paul says, she was not ashamed of the gospel. She was not ashamed to carry the message. She was not ashamed to carry Jesus. Even she is not yet married. And God really helped her much. God spoke to Joseph, who was placed to marry her. The angel appeared to him and he told him, don't be afraid to get married as your wife, for the one that she is pregnant with is from the Holy Spirit. God do miraculous things for her. God did wonderful things for her. The same for you. You don't need to consider or think what the people will speak against you. If you are going to go forward and obey the Lord, you need to please God, obey him, and walk in his ways, and he will be the one to change the people's life and mind. He will be the one to convince the people. He will be the one to speak to them. Mary did not doubt God, and she was fully trusted him for her life. When God called her, She did not doubt what God can do and how she can become pregnant without a man. Mary, she only asked for explanation of how God will going to do it for her. In verse 34, Mary say, "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "Since I am a virgin." Yes, she did not doubt. She said, "This how it can be? Just explain to me. Just tell me I am willing to go forward. If God had called you, if you are struggling with the call of God and what he wants you to do, don't doubt God. You can ask him explanation. Tell him, Lord, explain it to me. Please." The angel answered, verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The angel explained to her what is going to happen to her and how she will become pregnant. He said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. She will become pregnant with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. He's got the Holy Spirit, God the Father in heaven, and God the Son came on earth." Mary was pregnant with the Holy Spirit. She carried Jesus, God the Son, and she gave birth to him. While she was a blessed Mary, not only she received the message, but she was open to the work of the Holy Spirit in her life. The Holy Spirit tabernacled on her. The Lord filled her with the Holy Spirit as she carried Jesus, God the Son. She was blessed because she surrendered her will. She surrendered her life to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit have her fully. And she was able to do God's will. And that's why she considered blessed. The angel who went to her, he carried on and he told her in verse 36, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month." God is confirming his work. When God calls you, he will confirm it by other way. He will tell you the other person here is doing the same. The other sister, she's doing the same. Don't be afraid. Carry on and do the work of God. Verse 37, "For nothing is impossible with God." Mary fully surrendered to God's word, his call and his goodwill. Mary opened her heart fully to God. Therefore, everything was explained to her adequately. After all the assurance that she received from the message of the Lord, her final statement that bound her with the covenant with God is the following. Luke 1:38, say the word of God, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary answers, "May it be to me as you have said." Mary, she says, "I am the Lord's servant, and God waiting for you today to tell him, I am your servant, I am the Lord's servant." Such word or statement please the Lord and satisfy him. And the response to the answer of Mary and the response of your answer to him, he poured out his blessing and tremendously upon Mary and upon and on her. He put the Holy Spirit, he poured it on her. In the same way, open your heart fully to God and you will be really satisfied with God's message and how God will work it miraculously for you. Therefore, God wants you to trust him and rely fully on him. Mary was blessed because she fully obeyed God's calling. Mary, in her calling to God after the birth of Jesus, after he grew older And after he started doing the ministry, as a mother, still she has the emotion for the child that she loves. He is God, he is the creator. He is God and she is the woman, but he is also the child and she is the mother. So she moved with her emotion. When the people they started to speak about him that and accuse him, as we can read in Mark chapter 3 verse 21 and 22, when his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he's out of his mind. The people, they were saying, out of his mind, Jesus, because he was doing a miraculous things. He was doing, he was driving out demons. And the teachers of the law, verse 22, who came down from Jerusalem, said, he is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He's driving out demons, and his family hear about that, and Mary hear about it, and his brothers and his sisters. So they move to take him, and we can read verse 31 to verse 35 from Mark chapter 3, the following. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. They don't want to come inside. They want to take him outside. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. Verse 33, who are my mother and my brothers? He answered. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Mary's faith was weakened because she was led with her emotion. She has fear about the safety of her son. But the Lord still would enable her to stand firm to the end, to fulfill her calling. Worthy to read. Let's go to Luke chapter 1 and read verse 39 onward, so that the message will be clearly defined. The calling of Mary and why she is blessed. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. That was John the Baptist. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Yes, she is the mother of the Lord. She is the mother of the human part of our Lord, of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Why she was blessed? Because she believed what the Lord will going to accomplish to her. Not that what she had going to accomplish for the Lord. What the Lord would be going to accomplish to her. As she believe it, then she will be blessed, and she is blessed, and you will be also blessed if you believe what the Lord has said to you that He will accomplish. You will be blessed. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. So she is saying clearly, I am His servant. I humble myself in God's hand. She did not say, I am the mother, you worship me. She did not say, I am the mother, pray to me. No. She said, I am the Lord's servant. She said that He was mindful about the humble state of His servant. From now on, all the generation will call me a blessed. Anyone who is humble and willing to serve the Lord and surrender his life to God, he will be a blessed, and he will really be blessed by the Lord. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. She did not say, I have done great things for the Mighty One. She said, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. Mary called was, she considered her calling is the mercy of God. She did not boast of it. As many people now, they worship her, they pray for her. But Mary, she never asked worship. She never requested the people to pray for her. In fact, in John chapter 2, in the wedding of Cana, when the wine was gone, in verse chapter 2, verse 3 and onward, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. She go with her emotion, because I am his mother, I can ask him. But he answered in verse 4, dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. He spoke to her family, don't interfere. I know my job. I know my timing. His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you. Thus clearly she say, I am out. You do whatever he tells you. I have done my part in serving God. He is your God. And He is my God. You are His servant, and I am also His servant. All of us will listen to what He said, and to what He is saying to us. The Lord continue His calling and His promise for Mary. Finally, He enabled her to fulfill her calling in her life. As a mother, she was in front of emotional things, but the Lord enabled her to overcome it. As we have spoken in this occasion, that He was persecuted, He declared clearly that she is needed from her to do God's will, and everyone who do God's will be blessed by the Lord. In the same way also, when she want to interfere and to use her authority as a mother to ask him something, he on the spot correct her. Yes, you are my mother, but I am the creator. And she said to the servant, do whatever he asks you to do. She said, listen to him and obey him. And Jesus said, come to me all of you, weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that is in Matthew 11:28. He did not say, go to my mother. We will read also from Luke chapter 2, when Mary and Joseph presented Jesus to God, and they brought him to the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. There is a man, his name, an old aged man, a righteous man, his name Simon. God promised him that he will not die unless he will see the anointed one. He will see the salvation of God. He will see Jesus. Truly they went and he carried Jesus and he praised God and he glorified God. In verse 33 onward to verse 35, the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against." In verse 35, "So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." And that is part of the calling that Mary accepts. She was also accept the calling of God, the word of God, that the sword will pierce her own soul. We'll move forward to John chapter 19. Mary is God's servant. She's a woman. She go with her. As a woman, she go with her emotion. The Lord corrected. The Lord enabled her to stand the trials and the final trials. That Mary, it's not the final, but one of the trials that Mary faced is the death of Jesus, her own son. Her own son from the flesh. He died. And she was near the cross, seeing her own son dying. Mother, they can bear anything, but don't let them see the death of one of their children. That will be a very tragic thing. A sword will pierce their own soul. John chapter 19, verse 25. To verse 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, how he called her, "Dear woman, here is your son." God call you to stand firm. You need to overcome your emotion. You need to overcome the trials that you are facing. And you need to carry on with the calling of God. He told her, "Dear woman, he is your son." God called you to be a spiritual mother, to care for those who are younger in you in age. And say to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Mary was blessed because she acted also as a spiritual mother. She bore the pain of the death of her son, and she carried on with the mission of God. Paul in his instruction to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, he gave him instruction how to deal with the people in the church. He said, "Do not rebuke an elder man harshly," verse 1, "but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity." He say here, treat younger women as mothers. It is not the point here, the elder woman to be treated as mother. It is not the point here that the elder woman, they will behave as a woman, they will cook, and they will go with their own emotion. No. They need to be a spiritual mother who care for those who are younger in them, in age, and care and carry on the mission of God and the call of God in their life. In Romans chapter 16 and verse 13, Paul, in his letter to the church of God in Romans, or to the Romans, he said, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. This woman, the mother of Rufus, she was the spiritual mother of faith, who cared for the church, cared for the saint, cared for the work of God. Not in the emotional way, but in the spiritual way. On the cross, Mary was addressed once more with her calling to receive the word of God, the message of God, even with the deep pain, that she may the message carry for the sake of the calling of God. The word of God for her was so painful, and sometimes God's calling is so painful. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. So the word of God that was given to Mary is like the sword. His calling was with God's word, and that God's word, it caused her severe pain when she saw her own son dying on the cross. And might be that God's calling for you is causing you pain, but God today is to encourage you, is to empower you to stand firm and to reinstate you to what He called you to be and to do. And the blessing of the Lord will be with you as you continue to obey Him. Why Mary was blessed? Because she heard the word, she retained it, and she produced a harvest. Truly we can read in Acts chapter 1 and verse 13 and verse 14, after Jesus was sent to heaven and his farewell to his apostle, in verse 13, when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those prisoners were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together in verse 14, constantly in prayer, along with the woman, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Now Mary, she truly became the spiritual mother here. She was with them. She brought her children, the brothers of Jesus, her children from Joseph after the birth of Jesus. She brought them in the Lord. And she was among the early church, praying with the rest of the disciples. She was among them as God's servant. She was among them as God's disciple, fulfilling her call in her life. God calling for her started around 35 years ago from this occasion. She heard the message. She carried Jesus in her tummy for 9 months. She took care of him as he's a young. She grown up in the house, and she started the ministry, and he died in the age of 33 to 34. So totally, from the day that the angel called her till Acts 1:14, the last thing that the Bible tells us about Mary is 35 years. And 35 years, Mary persevered with God's calling. She obeyed God, and she deserved to be called blessed, but not to be worshipped. The same is to you. You will be called blessed if you hear the message today. You hear the voice of the Holy Spirit to you, and accept the calling of God in your life, and fully retain the word in your heart, and persevere to produce fruit, you will be truly a blessed. Kneel down and let's pray. Tell him, Lord, I surrender my life unto you. I accept your word. I accept the risk, the shame. I don't doubt. I trust you, Lord. I accept the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. Lord, have me fully. I am your servant. Use me mightily, Lord. I believe, Lord, that whatever you promise and you say to me, you will be the one to do it, O God. For nothing is impossible with you, O Lord. O God, I pray for each and everyone who hear the message. Let the message work mightily, transform the people, change their life, and reward them. Reward everyone, wherever he is, whoever he is, as he responds to the message. I speak and I pray for blessing, instant a blessing over his life. And Lord, those who are weak, I pray that you strengthen them. Those who are doubting, Lord, help them to overcome. And those who are ashamed, took the shame away, O Lord. And those who are afraid, comfort them and assure them. Those who want explanation, explain to them, Lord. And I pray that you raise up many disciples after your own heart, like David. They are willing to do your will and your plan for them in their life. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. By the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.